Kulkarni killed Barnaby Webber, Grace O'Malley Kumar and Ian Coates last June. Barnaby's mother Emma told reporters Assistant Chief Constable Rob Griffin has blood on his hands. Opportunities to arrest him. He admitted officers should have done more.
When you examine his behaviour, it's very obvious that he had mental health challenges, but I don't think there was anything obvious that would indicate that he might go on and do what he did.
Hopes the government have resolved its pay dispute with senior hospital doctors in England have been dashed, with consultants rejecting a pay offer. 51% voted against the proposals. Dr. Simon Walsh from the British Medical Association says the union's not currently planning further walkouts.
There's no reason for there to be further strikes, and we want to very much get back round the table with the government and see if we can get to an offer that can be approved in the coming days and weeks.
Scotland's First Minister Humza Yousaf has told the COVID inquiry a review will take place into the way his government handles WhatsApps. Earlier messages were shown where Nicola Sturgeon called Boris Johnson a clown, although the former First Minister had deleted her messaging history. Key figures in the Houthi regime have been sanctioned by the UK and US. The asset freezes and travel bans are aimed at disrupting their ability to carry out attacks in the Red Sea. Shoplifting offences in England and Wales have risen to their highest level in 20 years. Over 400,000 were recorded by police in the year to September. That's up nearly a third on the previous year. Sport. Bournemouth take on Championship Swansea for a place in the fifth round of the FA Cup later this hour. The Premier League side have to come from 2-0 down to beat second-tier strugglers QPR in the last round. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's 2 minutes past seven on a Thursday night. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour with 98 Not Out. And for next hour, I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the non-league hour.
Closer, it's time that I told you everything.
That's Spiller featuring Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Groove Jet, If This Ain't Love.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, beginning a round-up of non-league across the area during the last week. First off, we focus on the National League. Dagenham and Bridge were due to play Solihull Moors away on Saturday, but it was one of many games affected by the freezing weather conditions over the weekend, and that match was postponed due to a frozen pitch. However, on Tuesday night at Victoria Road, they hosted Dorking Wanderers, and midfielder Harvey Kedwell made his debut for the Daggers after signing on loan from Charlton Athletic until the end of the season. Charlton youngster is joined on loan from the League One club, just 18 years old. And it was a much needed win for the Daggers, who were beginning to sort of glide towards the relegation zone. They beat Dorking 2-1, and the hero of the night was Inni Effiong for the home side. A dramatic finish to the game. Effiong gave the Daggers the lead on the hour mark, and went into time added on, still winning 1-0. And with the 90 minutes up, Dorking's Jason Pryor was fouled in the box. Elliot Justin saved a penalty from Seb Bowerman, but Josh Taylor tucked away the rebound to make the scores level with 94 minutes on the clock. But in the 96th minute, up popped Effiong again, scoring from a long throw from Sam Ling, and so it was a 2-1 victory for the Daggers. Southend United, meanwhile, were out of action this week. Their home match on Saturday against Altrincham was postponed due to a frozen pitch at Roots Hall. And Tuesday night, they were due to travel to Wealdstone, but the pitch there was waterlogged, and so that match was also postponed. Their manager, Kevin Mayer, has been active in the transfer market this week. He's brought in another attacking reinforcement following the loan signing of Marcus Dakers from Salford City. He has managed to snap up Danny Waldron, forward from Rushall Olympic of the National League North. He was the joint top scorer in that league with 16 goals until his departure. He has signed an 18-month deal with Southend. And a further boost for Mayer and his squad is that Hemi Sander, the young forward who moved to Hull City a while, returned to Roots Hall on loan. He has signed for Southend on loan now until the end of the season. Currently, Southend are in 12th place on 34 points. Dagenham and Redbridge down on 33 after that win on Tuesday, and that has moved them up to 16th place. Southend will actually have their first, they will equal their best ever start to a calendar year should they win on Saturday. The last time they won three matches on the bounce at the beginning of January, or the beginning of the calendar year, I should say, was in 1957 when they were in the Football League's Third Division South. Tough task for them on Saturday, though, as they travel to the runaway league leaders, Chesterfield, who remain 13 points clear of Bromley, who are in second place at the top of the table, and they've got a couple of games in hand on Bromley as well. Barnet, Solihull Moors, Oldham, Altrincham and Rochdale make up the playoff spot. Oxford City have now dropped to the foot of the table after they were beaten 2-1 by York City on Tuesday night. And Kidderminster Harriers off the bottom of the table. Phil Brown, the former Southend boss, has begun his reign at Agra with two wins off on the bounce, and they are up to 23rd. AFC Fylde and Woking are the other sides currently in the relegation places.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Moving swiftly on to the National League South, and Aveley hosted Chippenham Town at Parkside on Saturday, and it was a 2-2 draw for the Millers. The other two games involving local sides were postponed because of frozen pitches. Braintree's match against Taunton Town at Cressy Road and Chelmsford City's trip to Farnborough were both off. But the informed Clarets, Chelmsford City that is, were back in action on Monday night. They hosted Welling United at Melbourne Park, and they picked up a 1-0 victory thanks to a first half penalty. So a 1-0 win for City at Melbourne on Monday. Aveley were back in action the following night. They won 2-1 away to Eastbourne Borough. And Braintree Town travelled across to Kent to take on Maidstone United, who are, of course, the only non-league side left in the FA Cup. And they've got a massive fourth-round tie at the weekend. They travelled to Portman Road to take on EFL Championship High Flyers Ipswich Town. And maybe their players' minds were already on that match, because the Iron held their host to a 1-1 draw. So Chelmsford City now up to third in the National South. Yeovil still the runaway winners, 12 points clear of second place Worthing. Chelmsford are 3 points behind them in third. Maidstone United are fourth. They've got the same amount of points as the Clarets, 47, but Chelmsford have a superior goal difference. Hampshire and Richmond are fifth. Aveley now firmly back in the playoff places in sixth place after some decent results have brought the poor one they had towards the end of last year to an end. And the other side in the playoff spots at the moment are Torquay United, who are in seventh place. At the other end of the table, before I look at that, Braintree Town, by the way, are currently in 13th place. The relegation places currently occupied by Dover Athletic, Hammond at Waterlooville, Welling United and Eastbourne Borough. I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM. Despite all the postponements due to the weather, we have a stroke of luck on Phoenix Sport on Saturday, because all three of our featured games went ahead. Two of those were in non-league, and one of them was in the ESPN Premier League, where the two very much informed sides going into Saturday's matches, Billericay Town and Lewis, met at New Lodge. And down there watching that game for us was Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. The meeting between two of the form sides in the division saw Billericay Town dismantle Lewis with a 5-0 thumping. The host was swiftly out of the traps and capitalised on some questionable Lewis defending with only 2 minutes on the clock. Alfie Trulli's corner fell perfectly for Moses Emmanuel, who struck the killer blow with a headed finish as the striker was left unmarked in the box. Buoyed by their early breakthrough, Billericay went on search for doubling their advantage, and Richard Asamoah nearly did so on two occasions with driven strikes which were saved by Nathan Harvey. The Blues didn't let up as they deservedly got their second. Asamoah was proven to be a thorn in the side of the Lewis defence, and his delivery was prodded home by Merrifield. Gary McCann would have been thrilled with his side's first half display, and they strengthened their grip on proceedings with a third just before the break. The informed Cerulli saw his strike take a nick off a Lewis defender, and Harvey couldn't get down quick enough to deny his strike. Lewis, in a good run of form, didn't look like their usual selves. Their afternoon went from bad to worse on 49 minutes as Merrifield poked home inside the 6-yard box. Billericay made their dominance pay further when George Wind found space on the right flank before putting it on place for Merrifield to net his hat-trick. Despite Billericay's 5-goal advantage, the visitors had a very slim chance of getting back into the game when Wind brought down Calvin Lobombo Kalala in the box, but Chris Wepdale failed to hit the target. It finishes here, Billericay 5, Lewis 0.
So a really impressive win for Billericay Town. They're now in third place in the ESPN Premier League, and seeing as it was against another side who are very much in form at the moment. That was a particularly good result. Hashtag United were also in action in the IPL on Saturday, and they shared a point with Enfield Town, their visitors. It finished 3-3. Enfield Town took the lead after half an hour, but 5 minutes later, Camilo Restrepo equalised for the Tags. Lewis Taff, former Binnewicky Town and Canby Island player, made it 2-1 to Enfield Town on 56 minutes, and they then went into a 3-1 lead, but a great comeback by the Tags in the final 17 minutes with goals from Alex Teniola and Zakaria Hassan ensured that they gained a point from that game. Elsewhere, the matches between Canby Island and Horsham and Hornchurch and Concord Rangers were postponed. Incidentally, hashtag of signed a new midfielder, Will Dupre, has arrived from Hanwell Town of the Southern League, and he made his debut as a substitute for them on Saturday. And Hornchurch have a new signing as well, a loan signing. Their old manager, Steve Morrison, now with League Two Sutton United, of course, has helped them out. And he has loaned them one of his players, Jack Taylor. So, looking at the league table, Hornchurch, who, as I mentioned, remain top of the table. They are 6 points clear of second place, Chatham Town. Binnewicky Town, as I mentioned, in third place. Enfield Town and Wigan Finchley are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Tuesday night saw a win for Canby Island, who hosted Folkestone Invicta at the Movie Star Stadium, and the goals won by 2-1. Bradley Satch and Charlie Edwards scoring either side of half-time. And there was a massive win for struggling Concord Rangers last night. They travelled to fellow strugglers Kingstonian, and they won by 2-1. A result that took them off of the bottom of the table at the expense of their hosts on the night. Kingstonian took the lead after only 7 minutes, but Sharon Ifeani equalised on 25, and Amina Sassi scored what turned out to be the winner in the 65th minute. So it finished Kingstonian 1, Concord Rangers 2. Elsewhere in the table, hashtag are now in 10th place after that draw on Saturday. Canby, after their win, just behind them in 11th place. We'll take a look at step 4 very soon. That's the government song from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and that's called We're Gonna Get There in the End. 23 minutes past 7 on a Thursday night. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Before I just do step forward, just to mention that in the Velocity Trophy, which is the ESPN League Cup, Billericay Town saw their way through to the next stage of the competition on Tuesday. In the fourth round, they visited Cheshire, who took the lead in only the third minute. But Alfie Chirulli equalised for Billericay 12 minutes from time, and it went to penalties, and Billericay won the shootout 5-4. Now, Saturday's ESPN North fixtures included our other featured non-league match, which was Brentwood Town's trip to Redbridge. And down at Oakside, watching that match for us was Andy Gardner. We're going to hear from him now.
Finished here at Oakside, Redbridge 1, Brentwood Town 3, and a big 3 points on the road for Town as they climb two places into the playoffs and will be in fourth spot tonight, the fourth straight away win as well for them. They just got their luck timed in the first half. Should have gone in front after 14 minutes, but Shelby Negzi's shot was high and wide. A minute later, they perhaps should have had a penalty when the referee collided with a Brentwood player, and the ball came through to Odakoya. He was brought down by Melvin Minter, but the ref played on, we can only assume, because of that earlier collision. 22 minutes, Brentwood went in front. It was a Shabda Gandu free kick to the back post, and it was met by the inform Mekki McKenzie for the opening goal. We then had three yellow cards for the home side. Brentwood went two up after 36 minutes, and then it was a reversal. This time McKenzie was the provider for Ngandu. McKenzie on the break down the right, and he's cut back beautifully with a curling right footer from Shabda Gandu. So that was 2-0 at half time. Slightly fortunate. A bit harsh on Redbridge to be two down. In the second half, they really had a good go. Full credit to them. And substitute James Barlow was causing some problems. He, in fact, was involved in the goal for Redbridge after 55 minutes. A cutback for him found Adequia. And that was 2-1. Then Barlow almost equalised a couple of minutes later. And then McKenzie also should have scored 63 minutes, bringing out a good save from Wheatley. But the points were secured after 68 minutes in a strange way. It was an own goal, actually, when a shot from McKenzie sort of looped and deflected off of Henry Day into the corner. So that was 3-1, game over. And the only sour point for Brentwood was a needless red card at the end. Wyan Reid came on late on and he picked up two yellow cards in a couple of minutes. So he was down the tunnel early. They survived about 8 minutes of added time at the end, but on a really heavy pitch. It's a big win for them on the road. They say it puts them fourth tonight. So it's Redbridge 1, Brentwood Town 3.
So a fine win for Brentwood Town, going well at the moment, and they're now firmly in the playoff spots in fourth place. I say firmly, but there's a few sides just outside the playoff spots still snapping at the heels of some of the clubs in there. Elsewhere, Heybridge Swift took on Bowers and Pitsy on Saturday. Bowers had a new face in their side. They've signed forward Tommy Stagg from Leatherhead, and he made his debut. Man of many clubs. He's played for quite a few clubs in Essex. Billericay Town amongst them. And he helped his new side to a 2-2 draw. Matt Price gave Bowers a lead in the ninth minute before Sam equalised for Steve Tilson's side on 18 minutes. Luke Reeve put Bowers back in front just before half time, but on 56 minutes, Ben Sartain levelled the scores for Swift, and it turned out to be the only other goal. So it finished Haverley Swift 2, Bowers and Pitsy 2. And there was a draw for Walthamstow on Saturday. They hosted New Salamis, at Wadham Lodge, and that was also a 2-2 draw. They came back from 2-0 down. Kevin Storm Golo in the 64th, and in the last minute, Brian Moses, Storm Golo scored an equaliser to give Stowe a point. On Saturday, Basildon United versus Walden Tiptree, Brightling Sea Region versus Felixstowe, Walton United, and Enfield versus Witham Town all postponed. Talking of Brightling Sea, by the way, their manager Brett Bunyard has got a couple of new faces in his squad. He signed forward Kai Fletcher from Bradford Athletic, and James Blanchfield, Billericay Town midfielder, has also joined Region on loan. Meanwhile, there were a couple of matches on Tuesday night. Redbridge, it was another defeat for them. They travelled to Bury Town and lost 2-0. A great result on the road for Grays Athletic. They travelled to Ipswich Wanderers and picked up a 4-1 win thanks to goals from Billy Crook, a brace from Cody Cosgrave, and the other one coming from Charlie Stimson. Defeat for Witham Town as well on Tuesday night, but it was a bit of a tough task for them as they travelled to the league leaders Lowestoft Town, and they lost 3-1. Joshua Sude scored a late equaliser for Witham, with the home side already being 3-0 up at that point. So the league table looks like this. Lowestoft have increased their lead at the top to 5 points clear of second place Felixstowe and Walton. Bowers and Pitty in third place, a couple of points behind Felixstowe. Brentwood Town, as I mentioned, in fourth. Heybridge Swifts behind them, although only on goal difference. Basildon United are sixth. Walden Tiptree eighth. Brightling Sea Region currently sits in ninth. Walthamstow are tenth. Witham Town 14th. Redbridge 15th. Grays Athletic still only just above the relegation zone. That win on Tuesday night at Ipswich Wanderers was only their third of the campaign, but they've shown signs of turning things around since Darren Manning took charge of them, and they are 10 points clear of the bottom club Stowmarket Town, who are still without a win so far in the league this season.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Continuing with Stepford, just turning our attention to the Southern League Division 1 Central, and Waltham Abbey hosted Biggles Wade on Saturday and picked up a 1-1 draw, which keeps them in the playoff spots in fourth place. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League this week, let's take a look at the results. Their Friday night saw another comprehensive defeat for struggling Ilford. They were beaten 6-3 at home by Frenford. Saturday saw a 2-1 win for Holby Sports away to Athletic Newham. Tilbury remain on top of the table after they won 1-0 away to Romford. Defeat for Sporting Bengal United, the second place side. They've beaten 2-1 at home by Barking. The matches between Stanway Rovers and Takeley and Wolford Town at Buckhurst Hill were postponed. There was a game on Monday night, Ilford, another defeat for them, I'm afraid. That was certainly against leaders Tilbury, who beat them by 2-0. On Tuesday night, it finished FC Clacton 1, Little Oakley 1. A goalless draw between Halstead Town and Frenford. A match between Saffron Walden Town and Sporting Bengal United was postponed. And there was a couple of games last night. White Ensign hosted Holbridge Sports at Burroughs Park, and Ensign won by 2-1. And quite an eventful game, by the sounds of it, at Ashton Playing Fields, where it finished Woodford Town 4, Athletic Newham 3. So Tilbury are now 7 points clear at the top of the table, with Sporting Bengal United in second. Woodford Town, Romford and Barking make up the top five. At the other end of the table, Coggeshall Town remain bottom with Ilford just above them. There was one No, that's next week. Sorry, I was going to say it was one match in the Essex Senior Cup this week. There is one next week. I'll mention that when I go through the fixtures later on. Meanwhile, in Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there was a couple of matches for Stansted this week. They won 2-1 in the league away to London Lions on Saturday. And they had a midweek date in the Gladwish Challenge Trophy, and they drew away to Ampt Hill Town, but the home side won the penalty shootout 4-3, so Stansted have exited that competition. So on to the Thurlow Nun First Division South, and there was a game on Friday night which finished Mary Baker 1, Burnham Ramblers 3. Only three games survived the weather on Saturday. It finished Barkingside, Neil Harlow Town 2, Clapton Community League 3, Newbury Forest 2, and Parkview 1, Cannonswood 2. There was a couple of games last night as well. A 3-0 win for Hutton away to Basildon Town, and May and Baker hosted Enfield Borough, and May and Baker won by 2-1. So Clapton Community remain 2 points clear at the top, but Harlow Town and Hutton in second and third are both on 57 points, 2 points behind Community. Both have a couple of games in hand on them. Benfleet in fourth and Dunmow Town in fifth currently make up the top five. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, Wivenhoe Town were the only Essex club in action on Saturday, and they probably wish they hadn't bothered, because they travelled to the leaders Framlingham Town, who scored 7 against Wivenhoe without reply. So Framlingham remain top. They're 5 points clear of Great Ormond Town in second. Stanway Pegasus, they are in third place. Holland fourth. AFC Sudbury Reserves in fifth. Havisham Parkstead seventh. And after that defeat, Wivenhoe Town are in 14th place. We're going to do our women's roundup very soon.
Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Cut,
cut. Tell me something. You can't play a bass. You can't play a drum.
Like a bee, bad, by public demand. You're now rocking with a one-man band. know what it is? I'm just too tough.
Classic from the tail end of the 1980s, Double Trouble at the Rebel MC, Street Tough. So let's do a regular look at the women's teams from a local non-league club, shall we? Some of whom were in cup action at the weekend. The Essex Women's Cup quarterfinals took place, and it was victory for Billericay Town women, who hosted hashtag United Women and won by a goal to nil. And that was their first team, Billericay's their reserve team, meanwhile, hosted Southend United CSE ladies, and they also won. That's finished 2-1 to Billericay. Chelmsford City women hosted Stanway Pegasus ladies and won 5-3. And hashtag United women's first team, it was the reserves playing Billericay women's first team, hosted Bowers and Pitsy ladies first team and won 4-1. So they too go through to the quarter finals. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Premier Division, neither Barking or Bowes and Pitsy had league matches this week. No, sorry, Barking did. They travelled to Luton Town Ladies and were beaten by 2-1. That result leaves them in sixth place in the league. Meanwhile, Bowes and Pitsy, the other side, in other local side in that league, as I mentioned, they were in cup action against hashtag United Women and lost 4-1. Now, looking at the Division 1 South of the Eastern Region Women's League, and there was only one side in league action on Sunday, and that was Lawford Ladies, who hosted Cheshunt Women, and Lawford won by 2-1, result that leaves them in fifth place, just one place behind Cheshunt, who were in fourth. There was a couple of other sides involved in cup ties on Sunday. Grays Athletic Women travelled to Great Danes Women. This was Grays Athletic Women's first team in the Essex Women's Trophy, and they scored 7 without reply to go through. No such luck, though, for Grays Athletic Women's development side, who were away to Hutton Women in the same competition, and Hutton won up 1-7-1. Meanwhile, our two sides in the London South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North, Hackney Women and Clapton Community Women, faced each other on Sunday afternoon in the Capital Women's Cup, and that resulted in a 1-0 win for Clapton Community. So, just taking a look at the weekend's fixtures. First off, there's none in the Southern League Premier, Women's Southern League Premier Division. That's where hashtag Billericay Town play. Eastern Region Premier Division, Bowers and Pitsy host Stevenage. And Barking Women, they are away to Newmarket Town Ladies. That's the league plate. And Bowes and Pitsy versus Stevenage, that is a League Cup quarter final. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region, Division 1 South, again, I think it's a mixture of league games and cup games this weekend. In the league, in the Cup this is the league plate, and it's Hutton Women versus Wormley Rovers Ladies. It's in the same competition, Stanway Pegasus Ladies are playing at Stevenage Women, and Billericay Town Women Development away to Wootton at Blue Cross Lionesses. And Southend Community Sports Club, they host Wadson Park Ladies, also in the league plate. So once again, Lawford Ladies, the only side in that league, in the league action this weekend. They have a home match against Hertford Town at Women. So finishing off with the London and South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North. Just taking a look at the fixtures there. And I've got one page, forgive me. it's a live show. Clapton Community, they have an away match against Whiteleaf. Barking, Hackney, not in action this weekend. Here's the current song from Sheryl Crow. This is Alarm Clock. We'll start a look at the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week after this.
Penthouse Saturday, guy who looks like Chalamet, enemy is skinny margarita with a salt rim, top down, bring it round, mirror shades, look at me now, sunset in the rearview on the PCH, I'm all in.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So on to the men's fixtures for the forthcoming week. And as I mentioned earlier, it's a very tough task for Southend United on Saturday. They're away to Chesterfield, the league leaders. Only beaten once in their 28 league games so far this season, of which they've won 23. They really are having a superb season under Paul Cook. And it does look like they're going to be making a return to the Football League. But Southend have been doing well. They've reinforced their squad, so they might think they stand a chance of getting something from that game. Meanwhile, Dagenham and Redbridge are at home on Saturday. A host Kidderminster Harriers of Victoria Road. And as I mentioned earlier, Southend United, former Southend United manager Phil Brown is now in charge of Kidderminster, and the Daggers will be looking to build on their win over Dorking on Tuesday night and ensure that Brown doesn't begin his reign with 3 wins out of 3. And the Daggers are off to the West Midlands on Tuesday night when they travel to fourth-placed Solihull Moors. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Saturday sees Chelmsford City in third travel to fifth-placed Hampton and Richmond Borough. Averley have a trip to Taunton Town, and Braintree Sound are travelling even further into the West Country than them as they are away at Truro City. Chelmsford are back in action on Monday night when Western Supermare are the visitors to Melbourne Park. That one kicks off at 7:45. In the Isthmian Premier League this Saturday, it's a trip to Enfield Town in fourth place for the leaders, Hornchurch. Bidamicky Town will be looking to extend their impressive run of form. They travel to Bognor Regis Town, who are currently just a couple of places below the playoff spots. Tough one for Canberra Island. They travel to second place Chatham Town on Saturday. Hashtag United have a trip to Hastings United, who are currently in sixth place. And a very quick return match for Concord Rangers against the only side below them in the table, Kingstonian. They've had a lot of postponed matches this season, and they'll be hoping the pitch at the Aspect Arena holds out for that one. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, there's a few games. Hashtag travel to Chatham. Concord Rangers are due to play again a home match against Haringey Borough, while the other side's in the drop zone. Bidamicky Town have an away match at Enfield Town, one place below them in the league. And leaders Hornchurch are away at Folkestone in Victor. All of those are 7:45 kickoffs on Tuesday night, the 30th of January. Isthmian North, meanwhile, there's one Friday night game, a local derby between Witton Town and Haybridge Swifts tomorrow night. Saturday, Bowers and Pitsey host Ipswich Wanderers. Brentwood Town are at home to Walthamstow. Basildon United travel to Felixstowe. Grays Athletic travel to league leaders Lowestoft Town. Maldon Tiptree host Brightling Sea Regents. And New Salamis host Redbridge. And there's some games on Tuesday night as well. Walthamstow away at Enfield. Grays host Witham. Maldon Tiptree at home to Bury Town. And Redbridge, they have a home match against Haybridge Swifts. Waltham Abbey travel to Cirencester Town in the Southern League Division 1 Central on Saturday. So the Essex Senior League, Ilford take on Stanway Rovers, and West Essex host Woodford Town on Friday night, tomorrow night. Saturday sees Great Wakeham Rovers host Barking Takeley to take on Sporting Bengal. Other fixtures include Tilbury, the leaders against White Ensign. Athletic Newham are playing Buckhurst Hill. Coggeshall Town, the Bottomside, they host FC Clacton. Harbridge Sports against Housley Town. Little Oakley against Saffron. Walden and Romford host Fremford at Rookery Hill. One game on Tuesday night. Saffron Walden Town playing Stanway Rovers. And there's a couple on Wednesday as well. Athletic New against FC Clacton. And White Ensign host Buckhurst Hill. Meanwhile, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, there's a couple of fixtures for Stansted. On Saturday, they host Harpenden Town at Hargrave Park. And they've got a midweek fixture as well. At least I thought they had. I can't see it now. Never mind. Oh, yes. Tuesday night, they're playing Rail Bedford at home. And also in the Southern League Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South, leaders Clapton Community host Southend Manor. Other hot high-flying sides, Benfield Fleet are at home to Benfield Borough. Harlow Town host Brimsdown and Dumbo Town playing Barkingside. Hutton have a home match as well against Wormley Rovers. And it's Basildon Town against Harlow Town. That's one on Wednesday night as well. And in the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, there's a few of Essex sides in action this week. Stanway Pegasus, they will be looking to make ground at the top of the table. They travel to Cornard on Saturday, and their house leaders Framlingham Town in a big game on Thursday night. So that's some of the matches from the Thurlow Nunn. If you're heading out to an all-league game this week, I hope you enjoy it. Join me if you can on Saturday when I'll be back with Phoenix Sport between 3 and 6 p.m. All of the afternoon sporting stories and plenty of great music as well. So I hope you can join me then. If not, all be well. I'm back with the non-league hour next Thursday at 7. Gareth is in next with Bumper to Bumper. I'm going to leave you now with Midnight Oil and Beds Are Burning. Thanks for listening and good night.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say, time has come, a fact's a fact.
give it back.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.